This is KCAST, the Cayman Islands podcast, where we talk about how to get things done in the Cayman Islands. This week, another special edition with contestants from the Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant. Introduce yourself.
Alika Beckford.
And what district are you from?
Bodentown.
Bodentown. And what contestant number are you?
Number 4.
Number 4. Right. Who's your sponsor?
APS, Airport Professional Services Limited.
It's nice to have you on here. Welcome. How are things going?
It is going. It is definitely going. It's exciting.
Is it fun?
Yes. Yes.
Is this the first time you've ever done this?
It's the first time I've ever done a pageant.
And if somebody was thinking about doing it, would you recommend they do it?
Definitely. It is an exciting experience. You open up to so many people. You meet so many people. You learn so many new things. Yeah. Walking in heels is an art.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean? Why is it an art?
It is an art to sway your hips correctly.
You guys are doing really good. I saw somebody put a boomerang up maybe where you guys are practicing your walking. You guys have all got it.
Yeah, we definitely have. We have great teachers. Miss Monique and Caitlin are reigning Miss Cayman this year so far.
Yeah.
But it's definitely exciting and it's fun.
Yeah. Is it taking a lot of time though? I mean, tell me what your day is like.
My days are hectic.
Yeah, I bet.
I work in the accounts department for Jade Scott.
Oh, so, you do?
Yes.
Oh, I know those guys. Yes. You're over there up right by the Compass building.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically my days start probably on average around 7:15 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm at work pretty early.
7:15 you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get up and exercise in the morning or no?
I do all my exercise in midday.
Nice.
I have a personal trainer at Complete Fitness, but I also do the activities at FN Sports.
Which is
FN Sports.
Where are
they? They are Mary Street. They are our gym sponsor as well, FN Sports.
There you go.
But I also have my own private...
Personal instructor?
Personal trainer. Yes.
What's their name?
Miss Emma.
Is she good?
I love her.
Is she like a Nazi though? do you hate her at the end? A little bit?
Not really.
No, you hate her in the middle, but you love her at the end.
Yes. That's it. But I also have Andre. Hmm? I hate him throughout the whole thing. He keeps me on B.
Yeah.
But definitely, I gym in the middle of the day most times, my lunch hour, and I gym after work. Mm. I finish work normally around 5:30, and then I have training, runway training, Toastmasters.
Are you getting better at speaking? How is the Toastmasters? Are they helpful?
Toastmasters is a love-hate relationship for me.
Well, tell me so, because I'm interested in that because I do so much public speaking.
Toastmasters.
What are they doing there? They teaching you how to just talk in public?
They teach you how to present yourself properly in public and be aware of your tone of voice and how to speak to public eye.
What's the one thing that you've learned from them that you will never forget?
Remember to stay calm.
Stay calm. All right.
Stay calm.
Yeah.
And take deep breaths. And it's okay to pause.
Sure.
It is okay to pause.
It is, actually. Pausing sometimes gives the listeners a chance to understand what you're saying better. Especially if you're trying to tell a joke. You guys got to breathe for a second, let people laugh.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Those are definitely the top things they teach you. How to stay calm, be positive, and just relax.
Yeah. Good.
Everything's going to go great. No one knows what's on the paper but you.
Right.
So don't pre-assume your mistakes.
Right. That's true. Yeah, that's it. No one will know that you've made a mistake.
That is true.
Except for you.
That is very true.
This year, you guys have committed a lot of attention and focus to the Alex Panton Foundation. Why do you think that is?
We chose the foundation together as a group, the girls and I, and we decided that this platform would be excellent because we all have an experience, someone who's been through depression or some type of anxiety, and that's why we chose it. It's an amazing platform to be a part of. The fact that we're able to help young people and as well as be involved in children's lives at the earliest stage possible to make them aware that it is okay for them to express how they feel and who they are instead of being cloaked and shadowed by the world and how they feel.
Yeah.
And that's why we definitely did it. It's just we want to be involved with people who have that issue and who feel neglected.
Yeah.
And also being in high school, you can experience a lot of those elements. Yeah. So, and we're, majority of us are fresh out of, well, 3 years out of high school. I consider it still fresh.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. So you're still a kid. So then you know what it's like then for kids these days, because, you know, I was in high school. There wasn't any internet. There was no phones like or that or anything. So this is this generation growing up, whole new set of challenges.
That is true.
And in this world where we're all so connected and so in touch with each other, boy, you can certainly feel real lonely sometimes.
That is very true. And to correct myself, it's actually been over 5 years now of high school.
Okay.
I feel like it's the other day.
It's all right. CI, you were like, it's 5 years US, 3 years CI. Well, that's fantastic. Tell me about, where do you work? You work at J-Scott?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you been doing that? Because you used to work at Sports Supply a while ago with my buddy Chad.
Yes, I used to work at Sports Supply. I was with Sports Supply from since I was in year 9.
Okay.
I was a gift wrapper. Nice. And then I left high school and I started working there full time. Nice. And then I started J-Scott about 2 years ago.
What are you doing there?
I do accounts. I'm an accountant. I work in the accounting department.
So you got your degree or what?
I'm working on my degree.
Good for, where are you going to school?
I'm at the University of the West Indies Open Campus. I study online. Nice. I'm doing my bachelor's in management studies.
That's fantastic. How hard? Jesus, Lord. So, okay. So you're working all day. You're doing Miss Cayman Islands and you're taking classes online.
Yes, sir.
Because classes online, even though you don't have to go to class, is a lot of work.
Oh my gosh. It is tedious. Yeah. It doesn't sound... people assume it sounds easy. Yeah, no. It is not.
No. You make up... in research and writing.
Yes.
The time that you don't have to go to class.
That's true.
So that's what you want to be? You want to be an accountant?
Yes. For right now, I love accounts and numbers.
What do you
want
to do? What's your end game then?
A secret of mine, I wanted to do PR actually.
Okay.
I love marketing.
All right. That's great. Tell me about, what do you eat for lunch? What's your favorite place to go for lunch?
My favorite place to go to, oh man, I have many.
Well, you're looking at Jake Scott, you go to Pico all the time or what?
Pico's is life.
I love it.
Pico's is life.
What do you get? Let's do the order. What kind of wrap you want?
Well, if I'm feeling for me, I don't get wrap. I get the nachos.
I get the nachos.
The nachos are amazing.
Are you going
And Jade and I share them. She's my coworker. Yeah. I love Jade.
Ooh, man, I want Pico now.
Pico's is awesome. So we get... nachos, extra cheese, extra guacamole, yeah. Sour cream, cilantro sauce.
Let's go. What are you getting? Steak, chicken?
We get the steak.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I've never had anything else.
Really?
Because the steak is really good. Every time I go, before my diet, of course, give me the white wrap, house rice with the steak. And then that's it. Give me that extra chipotle sauce. That sauce is crazy.
The chipotle sauce is amazing too. I mean, I think I've had everything off their menu. Yeah. To be honest, but
the nachos are substantial. Those are good.
I consider them to be healthy. They're part of my diet. Oh. If I take off the meat, take off some sauces,
it's all
the
vegetables.
Light and vegetables. I think
corn,
it's great.
Corn chips, salsa, onions.
It's baked.
They're baked.
It's not even fried, so hilarious. It's great.
tell me about. One of the best vacations you've ever taken in your life.
Wow. I think...
because you're Caymanian.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I mean, you've lived on a beach your whole life. I mean, you've been to a million beaches.
That too. I think one of my best vacations was North Carolina.
Really?
Yes, I went to Charlotte.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Why was it so good?
It was a family trip.
Okay.
So we rented a villa on the lake, on Lake Norman.
Nice.
And I tried to catfish. Tried to like catch catfish.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't work.
Okay.
They're so slippery. I watched this guy went crossing the boat. He was just like, poop, 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 picking them up. Like it was nothing.
With his hand or with
the
fishing rod?
No, with the fishing rod. He was just like, so amazing how great he was at it. And I'm here like, I bought a whole fishing set for this and I can't even get one.
Hilarious.
But it was my first time to a big city.
Oh, okay. Really? Charlotte, your first big city. You've been in New York?
I have, but it was after that.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So your first trip to a big city. And tell me, what did you like so much about Charlotte aside from the lake?
The nature. I love nature. I like how I saw a squirrel.
Okay.
That was my first time seeing a squirrel.
You guys are hilarious, man. I'll tell you. Caymanian girls are so funny. They're like, what's that? That snow? Let's go outside. No, we're not going outside. So you saw a squirrel. That's cute.
I saw a squirrel and my skin changed. Like I had this really nice...
yeah.
It was great on my skin.
It's because it's not like turbo humid there.
Yeah. What else? I met a lot of people. They were really friendly. The community we were in were nice. I met the neighbors. Yeah. We spoke for a while. We got to go on the lake. The lake is freezing.
Okay, sure.
It is cold. That is one thing I definitely remember. Right. The lake is cold.
Right.
I mean, I went in April.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still kind of chilly up there.
Yeah. I got to see my breath before me.
Okay.
That was pretty cool,
precious.
Too.
The simple things. Bless your cotton socks.
And I played laser tagging, and I beat all the boys.
Man, you're easy. That's awesome.
I'm awesome.
So, okay, so I've been asking all the girls. So let's say Saturday, August 17th, Miss Cayman Islands pageant, Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about your sponsor?
No.
No, we didn't. Let's mention your sponsor first. Tell me about your sponsor.
My sponsor is Airport Professional Services.
Right. What are they all about?
They are all about keeping us safe. They're the security for the Cayman Islands. Well, let me rephrase that. They are the security for Cayman Airways.
Gotcha.
That's really much I know about
him. Oh, okay. Okay.
He hasn't given me more update.
All right. No, I'm with you. Don't worry. We can chop it up.
But definitely they're about keeping our community safe.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Back to my question. So you win the Miss Cayman. You're the Miss Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Saturday, August 17th, Ritz-Carlton. Tickets are on sale right now. You wake up Sunday. You got a day to relax. You get some al kebab. Do your thing. Monday rolls around. You're about to send your first email as Miss Cayman. What does it say?
Oh my God.
I love your face. Oh my God. Like, what is the first thing? Like, all right, so now you've got the role. Obviously, Miss Cayman comes with, people are going to listen to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
What is your mission? What do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with that title?
I want to be so involved.
Good.
I'm very excited about being involved in a community. I was raised with younger kids, and I was always around them and making sure they were doing the right thing and making sure they were learning the right things and being aware of danger. And I was always involved with kids growing up, and I would love to continue being involved with kids. I love kids.
Fantastic.
Kids are a soft spot for me.
That's good. So you want to work with kids.
I want to also broaden my community service skills.
Yeah.
Is that a word I'm looking for?
Yeah, for sure. You expand your range.
Yeah, I want to expand more. I want to be involved. I want to be more aware. I want to be about the community.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what I want to do. And I want to represent Cayman to the best abilities that I can.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I am very charming and bubbly, don't you think?
You are lovely. Okay, so if people are voting right now for Miss Cayman Islands People's Choice Award, who do you recommend they vote for and why?
Even though all my contestants are beautiful contestants, I mean, I love each and every single girl individually. I think I would be an amazing candidate to vote for.
Right.
I am down to earth. I'm easygoing. I'm easy to talk to. And I have the cutest smile.
Hilarious. All right. Alika Bedford. Sponsor is?
APS, Airport Professional Services.
District is?
Boughton Town.
Number is?
Number 4.
I wish you the best luck. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.